Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here, and I'm very excited about having Dr. William E. Halal. I should say William E. Halal is his middle initial. We call him Bill because he says he lets his friends call him Bill, and we consider him to be our friend. Bill is, folks, I don't have time to even touch the breadth of his resume. He's Professor Emeritus for Management Technology and Innovation at George Washington University, and that's just one of his many academic titles. But he's one of the brand new professors at the University of Bangkok. He's written a number of books. His last one was called Technology Promise. I think the thing he's the most proud of, besides his wonderful family, is a website called TechCast, which is a website that I watched him build from nothing into something that's being recognized all over the world as a very important forecasting tool. And he's here now. He's our good friend, Bill Halal. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, that's such a nice introduction. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You deserve it, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you for allowing us to have some time with you. And of course, my friendship, our friendship, runs very deep for me. Bill, as we went to the – just before the break, I was talking to the audience, just me and them, about encouraging them to start developing what I'm calling a mobile strategy, a strategy that provides a technology and the content that wherever customers and prospects are, whatever device they're using, cross-platform, that their customers can reach out and stay close to them. And you and I are going to talk a lot about some of your forecasts for technology and for information distribution that you're working on. Blend in what I was just saying with some of your. Is there a connection between what I was saying with,
sure,
with some of the things?
Yeah,
that you're
I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. Mobile is becoming very big, and it's not the old stuff. You know, very slow speeds becoming very fast. Broadband, mobile broadband.
Right.
It's not limited by the old technological limitations. This is going to be very big, and I think everybody has to do it. Our forecasts, I've focused on just e-commerce and IT.
Mm-hmm.
I could sum up three major trends that I see happening here. If you allow me to do that.
Yeah.
On e-commerce, all of these things that we've been talking about, like mobile communications and digital convergence and entertainment and online publishing, video conferencing, all of that's going mainstream, we think, in the next few years. In about 5 years, we're going to see, we think, a kind of a global explosion of e-commerce. And we think it's going to drive the next economic upcycle.
When Bill's talking about e-commerce, Bill, you know, I and other experts have identified e-commerce. And what I call it simply is where people can just, to me, the simple definition of e-commerce is where people can lay their virtual money down on your virtual barrelhead.
Exactly. Anything that produces money, education, everything.
Somebody makes a sale online is e-commerce.
Right. So I just call, we have about a dozen technologies. You could go to the site and look at this. There are about a dozen technologies we think are very strategic here. And they all are going to mature. Some are maturing right now, as Jim pointed out, mobile communications, the smartphone. The smartphones, now we're talking about super phones.
The tablet
and the tablets, G4, all of that.
G4 connectivity. It's all converging.
Absolutely.
And one of your forecasts is technology is more convergence. Yeah, digital convergence.
Yes, I think that's a really good point. We think that all of the content will be available across all platforms,
mm-hmm,
basically. That's the ideal. And you can see moving towards that now. People now can stream movies from the internet on their TV is
right.
becoming very common.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to see that. All content is available on all platforms.
Including Bill, marketing messages.
Yes, yes, all of that messaging.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, I know how people feel about that. It seems time-consuming, and you wonder if it's going to do any good, but I think it's a new reality in the social world. Mm-hmm. And it does offer wonderful benefits. It's a way of people to remain in touch. It's a flow
right.
of information,
right.
and you can tap it, you can do things with it. I think you've got to face that.
Bill,
I've
got to take a quick break. We're going to get into those
okay.
in the next break. Give us your website quickly before we go.
Techcast.org, TECHCAST.org.
Folks, it's just taking the forecasting world by storm, this website, and I'm glad to say that we told you about it first. Twenty Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back with Bill Hallal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.